Joining me here at JPR is Chris Orlowski. Chris, welcome to JPR.
Thanks, Eric. It's awesome to be here, finally.
Yeah, we've been working on this for quite a few months, I think. The new EP is called Pieces We Are. Information is online. ChrisOrlowski.com is the website. Chris, I remember reading an interview that you had given, maybe a year or so ago, where you mentioned in passing having moved down to Seattle, which I'm guessing means that you are from somewhere up north in Washington State?
Yeah, I'm about an hour and a half north of Seattle in Bellingham, Washington. The little college town, Western Washington, right?
Yeah. How'd you get started playing music?
I tell this story a lot, but my mom and dad used to do weddings. Like they used to do the wedding circuit. They were like literally the wedding couple.
Musicians?
Musicians. Oh, okay. My mom would sing backup vocals and play the tambo, and my dad would play guitar. I could go on about that. There's some funny stories, but they really wanted it to be a musical household. And so when I was 3 years old, my mom like forced a Christmas sweater on me. My dad propped me up at the piano in front of like a church congregation of 300 and made me sing one of his songs that he wrote, one of the many songs called Papa, Won't You Tell Me About Christmas. It was, and then, you know, as time went on, my brother and sister, as when they were born, they were inundated with being able to sing it at every event possible around the holidays.
Is that song still in the repertoire?
I actually have no idea how
you
it goes.
Purged that a long time ago?
I may be lying right now, actually.
So did you end up going to Western?
Yeah, I went to Western.
As a music student, or were you looking at other things?
I wasn't really actually that into music until like midway through college. And then after college, when I moved down to Seattle, is when I really started to get into it more. So it's kind of bizarre how it happened. I was definitely a late bloomer when it came to music.
And you did some study abroad, too?
Yeah, I was in London for a little while, and I did some mission work in Calcutta right after college. But London was where I actually like kind of got back into music, and that was, 2005.
So. Did you end up moving down to Seattle because of its music scene, or were there other reasons?
No, right when I got back from Calcutta, I had gotten really sick and almost died there, and so it was kind of like a changing experience. I thought I was going to be working in third world countries for, a good part of my life, and when I came back, it was like, well, what do I do now? And so I decided to get a job, an office job, and moved down to Seattle. And there's a girl I was kind of dating at the time down there. And she moved back and did her last year of college. And then I really got into music. I was like, wait, I forgot about music.
So do you feel pretty well ingrained in the Seattle music scene these days? I mean, it's sort of like this is what the second or third real good swell of music coming out of Seattle, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do feel like that. But sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because there's so many different pockets and scenes. And, I only sometimes feel like I know of a few of those pockets and scenes. And so it depends on the month. So,
there seems to be so much music that falls into this overarching category called like new folk, singer-songwriter, a lot of banjos getting incorporated, coming out of Portland. Is the scene similar in Seattle?
Yeah, but I think it's starting to change a little bit in Seattle. I think that was definitely more of a thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm the right person to talk to when it comes to the scene.
Really?
Yeah, I try not to pay attention too much, to be honest. I try to support my friends and musicians that I think are really great. And it's hard to kind of keep dibs on what's really happening in Seattle and what's not. It seemed like there was a soul scene for a little soul revival for a little while, but who knows if that's still in or if that's passing right now.
Right, like so. Alan Stone, right?
Pickwick, those types of bands.
Chris Orlowski is my guest live in the JPR studios. His newest EP is called Pieces We Are. What are you going to play first for us?
So Jonathan Warman is with me on tour, and usually it's a full band, but Johnny and I just are doing this tour ourselves, opening for Sarah Watkins, and so that's why we're passing through the beautiful town of Ashland. So we're going to do a very unique version of the song Way You Are, it just is a two-piece.
Cool.
Love the way you are, love the way you see, love the little pain inside of me. Whistle when you walk, something in you sweet, caught up in the waves, we can't relate. When you want what you feel, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. When I'm gone, I'm still near. You're not alone.
You're not alone. You're not alone. 'Cause I love the way you are. You're with me, soften brushing waves, the cries they see. Only for a while, can we just remain caught up in this world on different planes? So come on, feel the fire, let go of the pain, and the lies we lie that we relay. Like angels in a choir, rejoicing voice our pains, caught up in this world. Come on, feel the fire, let go of the pain. So come on, feel the fire, and let go of the pain. Let go of the pain.
That is Chris Orlowski live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Online at ijpr.org. The new EP is called Pieces We Are. So, Chris, I gather that one of your big breaks, so to speak, was getting booked to play Bumbershoot.
Yeah, definitely.
A huge music festival in the Seattle area. It has been going on for decades, right?
Like, yeah.
3 or 4 decades, maybe?
Yeah, over 30 years.
How many people did you end up playing to at Bumbershoot?
Ooh, that was epic. We played to like 200 or 700 plus people, and there was a line out the door, like a 15-minute line out the door, I guess, because it was a venue inside of Bumbershoot. There's only a couple inside venues, and we were at like not the Sky Church, but like level 3 in the EMP. And so literally they could only let 700 plus people in, and then you have to wait outside for other people to leave. So 15-minute line being people didn't leave for 15 minutes to get, you know.
Right.
Thankfully.
Did you have a lot of people there that knew your music, or was it a lot of new folks?
It was a great mix. There was definitely a lot of friendly people in the crowd, but I'd say there were more new folks than old, yeah, which was cool.
Your newest EP is called Pieces We Are. Mm-hmm. It is you and Andrew Joslin. Mm-hmm. Andrew is not here. Where's Andrew?
Andrew is a busy man. He's still doing stuff with the string quartet that we started working on back in 2011. And he's also doing stuff with the Local Strangers that are up in Seattle for a show. He's doing a lot of projects where it's live shows and recording. So
was the EP that you recorded with him kind of a project as opposed to Chris Orlowski, the band?
Yeah, kind of. I really have a hard time letting other people write with me. Mm. And I made the one exception this time around to kind of let him write a song with me, because he'd never written a song. And since he was my best friend, I was like, well, okay, I'll let you write a song with me. And we ended up putting that on the record. It's called I Will Go.
People whose careers are kind of just lifting off in the early years usually don't have access to the forces of a 17-piece orchestra. How did you make those connections?
It was definitely a process over the years. Like, we started with that quartet and we're like, let's go bigger. And so we're like, let's do an orchestra. And then Andrew knew a lot of orchestral people. And if Andrew wasn't a part of the project, it wouldn't have come out in October. It would have come out a long couple years later, when I knew a lot more orchestra people and when I had somebody who could write the arrangements like Andrew did.
And choral singers,
yeah, I know,
on the recording
that was
also
so fun, and so many like rad musicians. I was pretty starstruck being in the studio with all my friends that were like in town were musicians.
Was the recording of that session sort of We Are the World style, or did you have a bunch of overdubs and different people in different studios?
Yeah, it was We Are the World.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everybody in one big room.
That's what we're gonna call it.
The We Are the World session.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of your stuff tends to feature strings or string like lines, you know, these very fluid lines. Is there a particular sound that you are striving for when you're conceiving of these songs?
Yeah, sometimes I'm looking for that symphonic sound to help the songs sing a little bit more, because sometimes I think the strings can add an emotion that you can't really find anywhere else. And that was why we kind of went with more of a concept album for this record. Just like, let's really bring out a different type of emotion in these songs that they wouldn't otherwise see if there wasn't an orchestra behind them. And then our goal was to just redo the songs over as just a band on the next record, like for full length, which is kind of happening, kind of not. Mm. We want to play some of them on the next record, but we don't want to play all of them because we don't want our fans to get pissed off. So, you know, they deserve more than just like some of the same songs redone again, over and over again.
Yeah. Is there a band out there that is incorporating strings in the right way as far as you're concerned? Like a recording that you've heard where you think, oh, yeah, they got it right.
Like a full orchestra or just strings in general?
Just strings in general.
Yeah, Hey Marseille. They're from Seattle. Mm-hmm. They're really rad. Jonathan's actually worked a lot with them too over the years. But they have a cello player and a violin player.
Viola.
A viola player, thank you. Jacob on viola. And they just with two strings instruments, they really make it sound great. Like the Baroque pop. I think they're probably going by something else now. Orchestral pop or something different, but yeah.
Chris Orlowski is my guest live in the JPR studios. The new EP is called Pieces We Are. What are you going to play next for us?
We're going to play a song called Mountains. It was actually just on Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
This will be a very different version. I'd call it the Melancholia version of Mountains.
Oh, I came in this world without money. Oh, I came in this world with the blood on my sleeves. I want to know what's worth fighting, the emptiness and what we receive. All the time that we spend pinning moments, posting rhymes we create, barely moving from the screen with a blind blaze staring in the dark. Oh, oh, oh. Singing, oh, oh, sing to be grounded. Oh, oh. in 2 second fear, starving silence. Shallow minds quick to rain, let's consume our misery. We're caught in a state of reaction. My swollen eyes start to resleep. Till the songbird of mirth has been noted. Till the hearts, they are needed anymore. The sun's turn, we're singing with the lark. Oh, plans to leave and join the band, traverse through fame on lands and make my mark. Starved, confusion waves is worn. I'm warm and fed and won't move on to lead and fight. I leave in what I, who I am. Gravestones, my legacy in six notes. With empires with two ties, build your conscious globe. Oh, 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 all my people go. You have won, all my people go. When you the bottle you have grown. All my people go.
It's Chris Orlowski live in the JPR studios, music from the new EP called Pieces We Are. Much more information on Chris, more of his music at chrisorlowski.com. Chris, why a series of EPs? No full length yet, right? You've got, what, four EPs, something like that?
We actually do have a full length from like 4 or 5 years ago, but we haven't put anything out that's a full length because I just don't want to wait to put out a full length. I like putting out the EPs, giving the fans more music sooner, you know? And it's like a little bit less delay of gratification, you know, because I like putting out new songs, but waiting and waiting and waiting for more music to like compile before I put it out is tough for me. Plus, I have a problem with albums that I think a lot of times they're not consistent in that the same theme or the same kind of vibe isn't consistent throughout. Writing 10 to 12 songs that have that same kind of sound almost just seems like it's impossible. Thank you, Jonathan.
But you said you are working on a full length, though, sort of reworking some of the songs
after
that you've done with orchestration. Yeah.
Yes. After all that about dissing on the album, I'm putting out an album hopefully in the new year.
So how many of the songs that will make the album do you think are in the existing catalog, things that are on one of your EPs, and then how many are going
to
be new?
I did say 4 to 6 of our songs that are currently in our catalog will be on that, and then another 4 to 6 new ones. We've already got 3 to 4 that we've been demoing out that I'm really excited about. So I'm hopefully going to write another one today in Ashland. And we'll see.
Are you working with a producer for the album? Or are you going to do it yourself?
We have a couple producers that we have our eye on and that we've been reaching out to, but nobody yet that we're going to work with. We have a couple people in mind.
And you still working the day job?
Yeah, still working the day job for now. And my company is really awesome, so it's hard to say no to that.
Right, because it's a weekday and you're in Ashland, Oregon, not working.
Well, yeah. I took vacation. But,
okay, right on.
But this company, Project Line Services out of Seattle, they work in the Smith Tower. They're really good people. So I love working for them. I've worked for them for 6 years.
And is it true you have a secret songwriting place?
Yes, I do.
Do you divulge where that is, or does it remain locked up?
Well, it's kind of a new place. There's actually two places. One of them is my bathroom because the reverb is amazing in there.
I see.
And then the other place is actually, I just moved into this like kind of like artist retreat spot in Queen Anne at an undisclosed location, that my buddy Noah used to live in. And, it's like hardwoods everywhere. And so it's got a really cool sound, and often I'll write late at night when I've had a couple beers or when I've eaten a really good meal. That's like those are my secret times to write, I guess.
Chris Orlowski is my guest live in the JPR studios. His newest EP is called Pieces We Are. Information at chrisorlowski.com. Do we have time to go out with one more? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Waiting. It's an older one.
It's hard to see good surrounding me. The clouds are covering truths in the lies. I'm lost at sea, waiting for rescuing. No land inside, my paddles are dry. Keep your hope alive, belief in your mind. Yeah, you know when you're tired of waiting. I know you wonder lying there as you cry. Yeah, you know happiness is waiting. Happiness is waiting. Alone I see it's fading empathy. The land inside, my paddles are dry. But I'm starting to see that walking or running is better than standing watching your life go by. I keep your hope alive, belief in your mind, yeah, you know. And you're tired of waiting. I know you wonder why. Happiness is waiting. I keep pushing forward. Lost at sea, waiting for rescuing. No land in sight, my paddles are dry. But happiness is waiting. Yeah, happiness is waiting. Yeah, happiness is waiting.
That's Chris Orlowski live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, online at ijpr.org. Audio from our live session today will be posted to our website a little bit later on this afternoon, ijpr.org, the place to go. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jefferson Public Radio. Chris, it has been a real pleasure to finally meet you in person. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's finally nice to be here.